Exclusive Tito Ortiz, I'm an American, I'm fighting for my kids. By Dylan Gwynn on April 23, 2022. He may no longer be in Huntington Beach, but a move to Florida and transition from the octagon to the social media cage fight of culture and politics has made the Huntington Beach bad boy Tito Ortiz a bad boy in a whole new arena. The MMA legend and no-nonsense, pro-American advocate joined host Alex Marlowe on Friday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily to discuss not only his time as an MMA fighter in the UFC octagon, but also his passion and success in advocating for American values in the realm of politics. "I'm not a right-winger," Ortiz explained. "What I am is an American. I care about my children's futures, my children's friends' futures, and just the freedoms we have in this country. And people say, right wing, left wing. You're on the right, you're on the left. No, I'm not. I'm strictly down the middle. I'm just a man who is fighting for his children, for their future, for school. We're moving from Huntington Beach, California, because of how great a job DeSantis is doing there as governor, really protecting our children. I think that's very, very important." Breitbart Middle. Tito Ortiz, April 22, 2022. Ortiz then explained how his success in local politics in California provoked a backlash among liberals that helped him realize he could be just as effective in fighting for his beliefs on social media. "When I started doing social media, I think it was 2020 when I ran for city council here in Huntington Beach. I got the most votes in Huntington Beach history. I was mayor pro tem. But the Democrats there ran me out. You know, it was either I stood and fought and had nothing left. Or exit out and fight behind the shadows even better. And it's easier because CNN and all the mainstream are attacking me every single week, putting my children on the news because they don't want to wear a mask. You know, my children have been homeschooled now for the last 2 years. But I got to understand what is really happening with this government. And I just kind of woke up from this bad nightmare of all this crushing that is going on. You know, the border being wide open. And I know that first-handedly. I have a bunch of friends who work on the border, who are Border Patrol, Sheriff Mark Lamb in Arizona. Things that they go through is just crazy, and the children that are being sold off is crazy. How the cartels are dealing with things is just crazy. And our government has allowed it to happen." Ortiz then took aim at the Biden administration for running America down. "I mean, this Biden regime and what they're doing is just disgusting. This is not what this country is about. And the reason I say that is because I've traveled the world. I've been to other continents, other countries. I've seen how they run their country, and I come back here. And I've always been thankful to come back to America and say, ah man, nice to be home. Now it's like, I come back home and I want to stay where I was, like in Switzerland, or places I've been to, and it's scary. But I've got to realize, I've got to sit down. I've got to dig my boots into the ground and fight for my children's future." The California-born UFC legend lauded principled pro-American politicians such as Congressman Matt Gaetz, R.F.L., and Congressman Jim Jordan, R.O., while stressing the importance of the midterm elections in protecting the future of America's future. "This midterm is super important, and America needs to understand that. If we don't take over the House this midterm, I don't know. Do we lose our country? Because I don't think this country can survive another 2.5 years of the Biden regime." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.